Yeah, you're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Wow! Ooh, I like that part. I don't even know why. Yeah, you are listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. How cool is that? And we have a special announcement we just found out. Goodness, well, we didn't just find that out, but we just found out that we're going to have a special edition of the program today. Not only our, call it usual program from 7 till 8, but we're going to do a second show from 8 till 9, same place. Wait, not same time, though. Same place, same radio station, same website. Second show from 8 till 9. So how cool is that? You can have 2 hours. 2 hours of Scout today. We're going to have 2 hours like that. Cool. How fun. So good morning. You know what? I haven't even checked what the weather's supposed to be today. Do you know, Cole? Oh, well, we'll figure that one out. Meanwhile, we're going to start off with just a tiny edition of one of our favorite episodes of... Tech Talk San Francisco. That wasn't as good as I usually do it. We definitely have to have you do that, Kwong. Tech Talk San Francisco. Tech Talk San Francisco. Why are we doing that weird voice today? Tech Talk San Francisco. Talking about the tech business. Oh, man, I'm going to get in such trouble this morning. I can tell already. I have had a chocolate Odwalla drink. And as everybody knows, a chocolate Odwalla drink has caffeine in it. Not because they caffeinate it, just because chocolate has caffeine in it. I know you regular caffeine users, you wouldn't even notice, but I'm not a regular caffeine user, so a chocolate Odwalla drink is enough caffeine to make me, well, get silly on the radio. So, if you guys have all wondered what I sound like when I'm totally caffeinated and silly, today's the day. Maybe we'll send Kwong out and get me a Starbucks for the second hour. That'd be really wild. Tech Talk San Francisco. A couple things I want to talk about this morning. One, although it seems somewhat self-serving, I want to let you know that I actually upload all of our programs, although there'll be a slight delay today because I can't upload it at the same time. But I actually upload all of our radio programs into an archive on our website, on the Life Insights website. And we're in the process of migrating from the old Life Insights website to the new Life Insights website. So I want to just take a moment to introduce you to that. The old Life Insights website is lifeinsights.net because somebody in Utah owns lifeinsights.com. In Bountiful, Utah, and they own lifeinsights.com. They've never put a website on it, but it was very funny. They originally owned lifeinsights.net too, and when they dropped that, I bought it, and then they immediately renewed lifeinsights.com for 5 years instead of just their normal 1 year. So I guess maybe the people in Bountiful just didn't want me to have that. But anyway, The old website is where we're uploading the radio programs, and you just go into lifeinsights.net, click on radio, and then on that page you can listen to a whole gaggle of the older radio shows or the other radio shows, the ones that we've already done. They're in there. You can just cruise on through and listen to a whole bunch of them, all for your listening pleasure. I got a note from a friend of mine the other day that, as she described it, I have a job that uses my eyes and my hands, but not my brain. I've had those jobs before. Well, Kwong uses his brain for his job now because he went to radio school. But anyway, I've had those jobs before. And she wrote me a note and said, my job uses my eyes and my hands, but not my brain. So I went into your website and I just started working my way through all of your old radio shows and then the workshop samples that you have in there. I've been listening to all of that. I just spent my week with Scout, listening to Scout and doing my work. So I love that. I think that's a great idea. So anyway, the old website, if you want to catch the tech of a transition, the old website, lifeinsights.net, is where we still post the radio archives for the moment. Pretty soon they'll be in both. The new website, if I'd known then, no apostrophes, no spaces, ifidknownthen.com, pretty cool, huh? ifidknownthen.com, because a whole lot of what we teach is exactly that. The new website... You can go in and start exploring around there, and that's getting more and more current in terms of our updated calendar and all of our events. So you can see what it's looking like from the original concept of what I thought my website was going to look like to the real concept of what people that really know what websites kind of look like think it ought to look like. And you can go get the flavor of what it's like to try and grow a website and change it over. So that's fun. Next piece I wanted to talk about, earphones. Those, you know, y'all can recognize I'm on the air. I'm relatively sensitized to auditory stuff, right? So I headphones and earphones and such. And I've gotten a bunch of questions from folks on the tech side of things because they'll see earbuds that say noise isolating, or they'll see earphones that say noise. See, Kwong's nodding. He knows. Noise isolating. They'll see earphones, ear coverage earphones that say noise isolating or sound isolating. And then they'll see other earphones and earbuds that say active noise canceling. Boy, that almost slipped out of my head for a second. So folks have wanted to ask me what the difference is. It's real simple. The active noise canceling headphones, and I love mine. I have several different pairs. The active noise canceling headphones. All right, don't get me arrested, but I'm going to admit this. I've got a pair of active noise canceling earbuds that on long road trips, I'll actually wear them while I'm driving. Now, there's a question there about the legality of that, so we'll just put it out. But the key is, when I have the active noise canceling earbuds in, I can actually hear my surrounding sounds better. I don't have to crank up the radio as much if I'm listening to it, because I don't pump any music through them. I just let them be active noise canceling. But I can hear the sounds outside the car with those, so that I would be perfectly safe. I'd be able to hear a siren better than if I was running down the road with all of the car noise blocking my hearing. But don't say Scout said you're allowed to, because there's some questions about whether or not we can do that legally. However, I would never wear noise isolating earbuds or headphones while I was driving. Now, what's the difference? Active noise canceling earbuds or headphones literally have little microphones on them. And those little microphones pick up the low range continuous noises in your surroundings, and then they produce an exact opposite wave form. Now, you got to go back to your eighth grade or your high school physics on this one. You remember sound traveling through the air is a wiggle on an oscilloscope. I know, what's an oscilloscope? But you remember sound traveling through the air is a wavelength, right? Sorry about that. Sound traveling through the air is a wavelength. So if you could imagine the waves, like if you toss a pebble out into the middle of a lake, you see the ripples, right? That's a wave rolling across the lake. Well, if you could toss the exact perfect pebble opposite the first pebble, that had the exact other wavelength, the two waves would come together and cancel each other out. And at the place where they came together, there would be completely still water. Give it a try. I'm not sure you can pull it off, but it'd be worth trying. So what the active noise canceling earphones, you got to catch it. It's the active and canceling are the part that you want to remember. They literally have little microphones on the earphones, and they pick up your surrounding sound in the lower frequencies, not the high frequencies, but the lower frequencies. And then they generate into the earphone or the earbud. Earbuds are those little bitty ones that you stick inside your ear. They generate into the earphone or the earbud an equal and opposite waveform, so that at your ear, you have that still water, as it were. At your ear, you have just the tiniest bit of white noise rather than all of the background noise. So airplanes, they're an amazing experience. Bose were the first people, Bose earphones, Bose speaker company, were the first ones that I recognized that really brought this to the front of the market. But right now I've tested out active noise canceling from Able Planet. I like their stuff a lot, plus the fact that they support some wonderful programs. I like their stuff a lot, Able Planet. I've tested active noise canceling from Sony. Sony's on the inexpensive end of Sony. I like it okay. It's not as good as the Bose or the Able Planets, but they're nice. What do they got? Kobe brought out a set at about $45, and They were worth every bit of $45, but you have to remember I'm comparing them to headphones that sell for $300. So, and if you're, quite frankly, if you're a regular BART rider, or if you're on an airplane more than once a month, you want, I would say go get the Able Planet, but the Bose people would say go get the Bose. I just like the Able Planet better in terms of music listening. There's some advantages there if you're over 20 and or if you ever had a rock band in your garage or if you ever went to rock concerts, because the Able Planet has a special sound, what do they call it? I lost track. Go to their website, ableplanet.com. That brings out more sound. So the active noise canceling, if you're going to be in an airplane more than once a month, or if you're going to fly at all, if you just fly once in a while, just get some of those cheapy foam rubber earplugs and wear them while you're in the airplane. If you fly once a month or more, put the money into a good solid pair of either the Bose or the Able Planet, or Sennheiser's brought out a pair too, but I don't think those are $300. They're a little more, but Sennheiser's sound is always, gold standard. But if you're on an airplane once a month or more, go invest the money. Or for that matter, if you ride BART every day, go invest the money in a pair of active noise. In fact, I've got active noise canceling headphones on here in the studio because there's another radio station here in the studio. These are Sony's. These are Sony's on the cheap end. They do everything I need here. But active noise canceling means that they literally cancel out that waveform. Now, noise isolation or sound isolation headphones, those actually just mean that they really block out the sound. So you could think of the headphones that don't have any music pumped into them that the guys are wearing when they're out directing airplanes to protect those ears. Those are noise or sound isolation headgear there. They're not headphones. But noise or sound isolation earbuds or noise or sound isolation headphones simply mean that they're designed to completely cover your ear or completely close your ear canal and to isolate the noise outside of that. That's why I said I would never drive wearing those ever, because then you can't hear what's going on around you very well. So active noise cancellation headphones or earbuds, I can have a conversation while I've got those headphones or earbuds in or on. Noise isolation, it's like trying to have a conversation while you're wearing earplugs. Two different things. The noise isolation are less expensive. And again, Able Planet, just because I like those guys' gear, they have a fabulous noise isolation earbud that is truly successful. It's one of the best I've tried. Active noise cancellation, if you're going to ride BART all the time, get yourself a set of active noise cancellation headphones, even if you start at the inexpensive end. And sometimes Fry's will have like the Colbys and the Sharps on sale for $30 or $35. And they've got active noise cancellation to it. You'll be able to hear the difference, and then you can decide if you want to move up. All of that together is this morning's edition of none other than Tech Talk San Francisco. That's not really management, though. Engineers don't count as management, do they? Station engineers? Yeah, they're just as goofy as the rest of us. Cool, so we're okay. I was just checking because we've got corporate-level people in the studio this morning. I'm not used to that. I'm usually able to sneak in here under the radar, as it were. Instead, we've got the guy that operates the radars in here this morning. Hi! Nothing but high-quality radio on KEST, I'll tell you. Cool. So I do want to tell you that if you want to toss in a question for Q&I this morning, which is questions and insights. Did I get an answer back? If you want to toss in a question for Q&I this morning, which is questions and insights, you can do that by going into the Life Insights page and like us up. Go into the Life Insights education page on Facebook. And you can actually post a Q&I question on Facebook. And if you get it there soon enough, we'll be able to respond to those here on the air. And we've got a second hour this morning. So between 8 and 9, we'll definitely have time to respond to those. But there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about this morning. There definitely is a lot of stuff I want to talk about this morning. We've been doing a series where we're kind of talking about where did stuff come from? Where did we get them crazy ideas, as it were? or where did stuff come from? Where did we develop the classwork that we're working with, and where did we develop Scout's own abilities and Scout's own awareness? So we're going to come right back to that. But first of all, I want to let you know that I've been outside this morning already, and here in the city, I had my jacket wide open. I did have a hat on, cover my little naked head. It's supposed to get up to 70 degrees, clear and sunny today in San Francisco. Wait, this is what month? It's supposed to be 70 degrees in San Francisco, clear and sunny. So it'll be even more than that out in the suburbs. But no matter where on the world you're listening online, no matter where on the world you are, it's a perfect day to have a great day on purpose.
They talk AM on 1450 just for you.
San Francisco!
Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. You're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. I like that part. I like that. I can't even hold a straight face. I like that part. Oh, man. I don't even know why. That was funny. Oh, that's Kwong. Ooh, are we allowed to tell the public? We're moving the studios. So, you know, all of you hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that have come in to sit in our live studio audiences, we're going to move. Yeah, Kwong's going, what? We're going to move. We're moving the studios. We're moving on up. We're moving out into what, Zynga's neighborhood? Is that, who's out there? I think it's Zynga's out there. So we're moving across town. Bigger, better, nicer stuff, sir. And do we get any new toys out of the deal? Did we get any new techie stuff? Yeah? Oh, cool. Cool. How fun. Yep, so we're moving the studio, so that'll be fun. It's very entertaining. I just walked in today and found out next week I have to go to a different place, and I don't even know where it is. I haven't even been there yet. So next week I'll have to, like, get here in time to go figure out how to get there and ride a bus and where the studio is and where we are in the building and whether or not we can even get into the building at that hour. And, oh, this will be so exciting. I might do it from home next week. Tell you what, Kwong, why don't you have him put a remote board at your apartment, and you can run the board from home, and I'll do the show from home, and we'll just forget about finding this new studio. So we're moving out from behind MoMA, because MoMA's getting bigger, so we're moving out from behind MoMA, and we're going to move across town. MoMA, Museum of Modern Art, for those of you that aren't MoMA regulars. Yeah, that's kind of cool. How fun. Everything's growing and changing. Our program's growing and changing. Life's growing and changing. The world's growing and changing. Stopped myself just before I got totally out of line there. Cool. So, we were talking a little bit last week about Life Insights, the healing class, and how it originally got started, and the fact that it was, and you can go back to listen more on that in the archives at lifeinsights.net on the radio page, but how it was actually Neil McCarty's fault that we created that class in the first place, because he just kept coming up after workshops and bugging me for a class. My favorite was he would come up and say, I want a class. And I would say, I don't teach classes. And he'd say, yeah, I know, but I want to take your class. And then one month he came up after the workshop and said, all right, I'd like to introduce you to my friend. She's volunteered her home to host your class. So now you have two students and a place. So let's have a class. Ooh, speaking of classes, the healing class, we've got it. It's set. The healing class is going to be Friday nights in San Francisco starting Friday, May 4th. So don't say we never warned you. The healing class is going to be Friday nights in San Francisco starting Friday, May 4th. And what I have to tell you is the healing class in Mountain View sold out to the point where we actually had people we had to say, uh-uh. So that's just your warning. The healing class in Mountain View sold out, and it's all first come, first allowed in. And immediately after the next class that I'll be teaching, after the May 4th class in San Francisco, I'll be teaching the Yang side of our Energy and Consciousness Awareness Development Training Series. I'll be teaching the Yang side of that in the city. And you have to have the healing class. It's a prereq. So those are the two warnings you want to know. One, the one in Mountain View sold out. And two, actually the one in Sonoma's closed now too. But one, the one in Mountain View sold out, oversold in fact. And two, it's a prereq for the class I'll be teaching after that, which is that Yang side of the taking dominion over your space so that you're the most consistently held energy in your space rather than being bounced around by whatever's going on in the people around you. So that's that piece. The other piece is we have an extra Wednesday in February. Any year that we have a presidential election, in order to compensate us for all of that craziness, we get an extra day in February. It's just how that works. So any year that we have a presidential election, in order to compensate us for watching all the primary craziness, we get to have an extra day in February. And this year it's an extra Wednesday. So the month of the month Wednesday workshop is a week from this coming Wednesday, right? Because February is going to last forever. So the month of the month Wednesday is a week from this Wednesday down in Mountain View. It's men and women, yup, they're different. But it's a week from Wednesday, so that gives you the chance to plan ahead. Well, not just plan ahead, it gives you the chance to be there. There you go. And we'll do this for you. Make a note of it right now, because we're not going to mention it that often. At the month of the month Wednesday workshop on March 7th, if you tell the guy at the door, Scout said so. I better make a note of that so I can tell him. Scout said so. In fact, we're going to make it even harder on you. You have to really earn this. A member of our business team is going to be becoming a regular feature on the show. And so if you tell the guy at the door, Lisa said so. See, now you got to actually remember something. So, you know, this is serious. So since it's so hard, we'll give you more. If you tell the guy at the door, Lisa said so. Now, normally we do that workshop for just $15 a piece, which is as generous as I'm able to be. That covers the room almost. Normally it's $15 a piece. If you tell the guy at the door, Lisa said so, and you bring a friend with you. So you got to do two things. You got to remember Lisa, and you got to come up with somebody willing to claim they're your friend. So if you tell the guy at the door, Lisa said so, and you bring a friend with you, normally two people would be $30, right? If you tell the guy at the door, Lisa said so, and you bring a friend with you, we'll let you have two people come in for $10 total. That's $5 a piece, or 66 2/3% discount each. Or if you're really sneaky and sly, you could tell your friend that it's $15. They'll give you the $15. You can put $5 in your pocket, pay $10, and come $5 ahead and in for free. No, that's too tricky. But remember that. If you say, Lisa said so, it's two of you for $10. Now, that's not one of you for $5. You have to bring a friend and say, Lisa said so. And then it's two of you for $10. So it's really weird. If you don't bring a friend, it's $15. If you bring a friend and say, Lisa said so, you get to bring your friend in and you for $10. Work on the math. Figure it out on your own. Bottom line is, you save $5 if you bring a friend and remembers Lisa's name. But only her first name. You don't have to remember her last name. Actually, we'll give you a shortcut. You can just say double L said so. So either Lisa said so or double L said so. Both will work. Because her name is two L's. Meanwhile, so we talked last week about the development of the class, but I want to talk about what the class was about and what goes on. See, all of us have a core flow of life force energy. Now, I don't require that you believe in that for it to work. You don't have to believe in that for it to work. It just is. It's been working already. That's just how it goes. All of us have a core flow of life force energy. If you've ever been really ready to go in and talk to your boss and say, you know, give them all those solid justifications about the raise, or negotiate with your mother-in-law and give her all these solid justifications about your boundaries, or your mother-in-law's adorable, right, Kwong? She's the best in the world. Just say yes. We're on the air. Yeah, Kwong says absolutely. Best in the world. Best ever. Anyway. Boy, I just barely stopped it again. So if you've ever been ready to go negotiate with, well, we won't say anybody's mother-in-law, we'll just say if you've ever been ready to negotiate with somebody difficult and you're really ready to spell out your boundaries, and then you notice that when you get in front of them, it's almost as if something inside of you just sort of crumples and you get shorter and your shoulders drop and your chest curls in on itself, and you go from, with your friends, you're ready, well, yes, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this and I qualify for this and I deserve a raise. And then you get in front of the boss and it's like, well, really, I've been working hard. Do you think maybe? No, never mind. You know, that. There we go. There's my voice acting career right there. Yeah, we'll say that. Any of you guys that like, you know, Scout wants to do voices for cartoons or video games. It would just be fun. So if you've got the opportunity to like make that happen, you could just make my, and you know what? Kwong, do you remember what March is? March is my birthday month. Whoopee. Oh my God. We're having a whole new radio studio in honor of my birthday. Well, I'm touched. I'm truly touched. I had just realized that, you know, up until now, I was just thinking that we'd done Moose, new studio. I hadn't even realized that the whole new studio, the new paint job, the new doors, the soundproofing, the new gear, the new playback. I can hardly speak. It's in honor of my birthday month. I love that. So, you know, if you're out there and you could put Scout into your cartoon voiceover or your video game voiceover for his birthday month, it would be a lovely way to celebrate that. Where were we? I was actually talking about something real, wasn't I? Vanity Radio, that's what today is. It's an early start on my birthday month. Oh God, and there's corporate representation here too, and I'm being bad. Anyway, so core flow of life force energy, that's where we were. Concept already in progress. Yeah. If you wanna bop in for questions and insights, you can post them. You can post your questions for Q&I, questions and insights, onto the Life Insights page, Life Insights educational page on Facebook. And then we can come up on the air with that. So I'm keeping a semi-eye on that one. So all of us have this core flow of life force energy. You don't have to believe in it. You don't have to believe in anything metaphysical-isk to know that it's true. If you've ever had that experience where you had everything all together and you had all your ducks in a row, as they like to say, and you had it all lined up, and then all of a sudden you felt something inside of you crumple, and then you just couldn't come across as strongly as you'd been able to when you weren't under the gun, that's just that core flow of life force energy crumbling. Or bending, or crumpling. And it crumples at the places where we have, well, engineering-wise, it crumples at the places where we have a fault in the structural integrity. Or more to the point, it crumples at the places where we have a bend or a constriction in our energy pattern, normally or naturally. And that makes for the crumple. When it crumples, we don't feel as strong. However, if you recently or currently, or if you can remember back to some point in time where you had that exquisite, wildly falling in love experience, the OMG, it's them, slow motion across a green painted meadow into that slow motion embrace with fabulous music in the background, that, you know, that falling in love thing. If you've ever had that falling in love experience within recent memory, you remember that when we hit that falling in love experience, there's a real sense of being longer and taller. Our posture increases, our uprightness increases. Sorry about that, thirsty this morning. If you've ever had to share office space with someone who was in the midst of that falling in love experience, you'll notice that energetically, their vibe and their sort of cosmic takes up an incredible amount of space. You know, it leaves all of the curmudgeonly ones of us just sort of off in the corners going, well, we'll see how long this lasts. So if you've ever had that falling in love experience, even if you've been falling in love with, I don't know, a beautiful new beach or a fabulous tree or a hike in Muir Woods, if you've ever had that falling in love experience, that's another piece of that core flow of life force energy expanding and speeding up. Ooh, that just reminded me, Muir Woods. I was hiking in Muir Woods with a friend of mine from Finland the other day, and I have to say, in Finland, they do this cool thing. Not only do you have your birthday, of course, I have my birthday month, but not only do you have your birthday in Finland, but each day has various names, and it's the name day. So I just want to wish Karita a happy name day. So that was it. That was the whole thing. So happy name day, Karita. Now you're famous and you can tell all your friends to listen to it in Finland. Isn't that cool? They can listen to this show in Finland. I think that's fun. Meanwhile, all of us have this core flow of life force energy that flows through us. So when you've had that in love experience, or even if you've had that, ooh, really good vacation, and now I'm sort of like, I'm up above my hips again, and I'm able to move more freely, and my creativity's back, and my sense of aliveness is back, my sense of optimism is back, my sense of self is back again, that's the falling in love experience, or the really good vacation experience. If you've ever had that experience where you're feeling yourself longer or more upright or more connected or more in the flow, that's when that core flow of life force energy is straightened and flowing. So that's when that core flow of life force energy is straightened or flowing. On the other hand, when it crumples, or if you've noticed that something happens that, as we like to say, pushes your buttons or triggers an emotional response or throws you out of center or throws you off to where you either you can't speak, or you're losing track of what you were going to say, or the strength rolls out of you, or you just get so lost and caught into the emotional patterning or the emotional tape that you're just busy running the emotional tape without even realizing you've gotten lost in the emotional tape. I was just doing some coaching with a client the other day whose husband had gotten triggered into an emotional tape through a family upset having nothing to do with his local family, but his, you know, family of origin. And it had triggered him out so badly that the next thing she knew, he just picked a fight with her and made stuff up to be the reason for the fight, none of which was current or in the moment. But he just picked a fight with her and made stuff up to be the reason of the fight and got totally out of hand. And she had to, like, actually later, when he was out of that emotional button and back to normal, when she tried to tell him about how far out of hand he'd been, he was denying the whole thing as if it never happened. She had to quote phrases back to him for him to go, oh, yeah, I kind of do remember saying that kind of, but you know I didn't really mean that. You know I didn't mean that, right? That's when we get so caught into that emotional button. Well, those emotional buttons are actually patterning in that core flow of life force energy. When I first work with clients, I draw this little stick guy, and it's how I take my notes about them. Because I draw this little stick guy, and then I do a quick sketch of their their energetic patterning. And from that sketch, I'm able to tell them all kinds of things about themselves. Rough ages they were when various things happened in their childhood that ended up being formative effects. Rough ages they were when things happened that have stayed with them and are continuing to run their program. I'm able to look at that and know roughly how long it's been since they've made particular shifts in how they're approaching their life, whether that shift was done on purpose through consciousness work or whether it was done through trauma, you know, of something that happened in their life that, like, well, you know, those wonderful emotional events when you sort of psychologically go, ooh, that's going to leave a mark. Yeah, those. All of that is in that core flow of life force energy. Everything that you see as a mental pattern of how things should be or how they've been, or particularly everything you see as a mental pattern of, oh, you know how it is, you know how things go for me. Everything that you see in that kind of personal pattern shows up as a pattern in your life force energy or in that core flow of your life force energy. All of that patterning shows up in that core flow of your life force energy. So that's your doorway. All of us have a core flow of life force energy. And as we go through life, it gets bent between traumas and dramas and karmas, which if I had a more East Coast accent, that would really work. Drama and karma. You know, karma. I'm sorry, that's going to get me in trouble again. Anyway, between drama and trauma and karma, it affects your dogma. But anyway, between drama, comma, now I can't even say it. Between drama, trauma, and karma, that core flow of life force energy gets bent into those patterns I was talking about. Now, the healing class that we did, I kind of don't usually talk about it this way in public, but we will today because I'm already in trouble. When I first put together the healing class, it ended up being a synthesis of about 18 years. Yep, really. I know, everybody thinks, oh, wow, he must have started studying when he was 2 years before he was even in the womb. So everything in the healing class came together from 18 years of study of how to interact with the world while being a energetically sensitive human being and find that place to be able to come back to my center and interact in the world in a stable place. So I took about 18 years of study and we condensed it into the healing class. Three things go on in that class. One, we do a whole series of energy alignments on everybody in the class multiple times during the week. Sometimes we're doing them when you're not there or not even knowing that we're doing that because, you know, you've agreed we can, not because we're intrusive about it. So that we're lifting all of that energy flow up and out of its normal patterning and bringing you into your alignment. Not in alignment with me, not in alignment with acting like me or learning to be scout-like or being some scout clone. No, we're bringing you into your natural alignment. So we're lifting you out of a whole lot of the inner push and pull. Lifting you right out of that, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I. We're lifting you out of a whole lot of that internal push and pull to bring you into alignment, into your natural alignment. We're also using a whole series of healing techniques to lift out old emotional impact that left a mark or left dents or left programming. Now, I always like to point out, healing should not be reserved for disease. Healing is not about, oh, you're sick or you're broken or you're wrong, and we're going to make you unsick or unbroken or unwrong. No. Healing is about bringing about a greater flow of energy for the client, even if the client is yourself, than what that client was able to generate in that moment or was generating in their habit or their pattern. So we use a whole set of healing techniques, energetic modification healing techniques, and some of them are pretty wild. Oh, we can tell this story. She's not in yet. A couple years ago, we were at a large event in a huge exhibition hall. That works. And we had a booth there, and the general manager of the station and the, I believe, corporate VP of finance, is that her title? Some title like that. Anyway, the financial vice president that's also associated to the station as well as others, they were there touring the event and seeing our booth. And they came back to the booth at a time when I was there, and the general manager, oh yeah, this wasn't session. Oh, what the heck? We're so in trouble today. She'd gotten a bite. Some insect had bitten her on her inner arm. And it was swelling up and turning red even as we were there. So this bite on her arm was swelling up and turning red. And I just said, here, gimme, because sometimes I forget to be polite. I was raised an engineer. I have very little subtlety. It's like, hand me that. Let me fix it. So I said, here, gimme. And I took her arm and I started actually using one of the very same practices that we teach in the healing class. On that bite on her arm, which is, we don't have a very decorative name for it, so it's just scooping out. Those of you that have taken the class, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I was doing that energy scoop. I was scooping out the trauma from the bite, And we're sitting and chatting. The three of us are just sitting and chatting and having a nice time. And I'm scooping that trauma out of there. And we're sitting and chatting and I'm scooping the trauma out of there. And then all of a sudden, the finance VP looked down at her arm and said, "Oh my God, look." Because what had been a huge swelling red welt around this bite was gone. And all that was left was like a little tiny red freckle. And that was it. No swelling, no nothing. At which point the owner of the arm looked down and went, "Oh my gosh," and started the swelling again. So I had to make her knock it off. My arm, leave it alone. And then I pulled the rest of the swelling out until we had it down to where there was just a tiny red dot. And that was all that was left. And they were going, "Oh my gosh, look at that." And I had to actually look at them and say, "You know, you guys have known me for 15 years. Did you think I only talked about this stuff? It's really real." So in the healing class, we teach a huge number of different healing techniques that we use in the class specifically for pulling out old patterning. It's exactly what we're doing, is we're pulling out that old patterning, because everything that's imprinted psychologically is also imprinted as a physical pattern, check with your local Feldenkrais practitioner, but is also imprinted as a mental pattern, check with your local psychologist on the fact that we get a mental program and then we stay in it, but is also imprinted as an energetic pattern, check with Scout. Everything that we imprint emotionally or psychologically shows up as an energetic pattern, and if you can make the change in the energy, the psychology and the emotionality and frequently even the physicality representations change instantaneously, certainly dramatically. Sometimes it's a ripple effect. So sometimes it's sometimes the instant isn't till later, but it's still instantaneously. So we lift that core energy out of its patterning and retrain it so that its normal becomes its aligned state. We teach this whole series, or we use this whole series of healing techniques, but the class members use the healing techniques themselves. So you come out of it knowing all these, so that just like I did with the station manager, you can do it in that way. You know, you can use it for others as well as using it for yourself. But more to the point, we reintroduce you to you with that core flow of life force energy, solid and straight, which gives you a level of an uplifted perspective. And you walk out of the class with a full set of tools to continue that transformation. Now, what does this do for you? Let's see, what have I heard lately? Last night in class, that works. Last night in class, we've been doing some work in the class. One of the pieces we work on is shifting people's internal constraint on their flow of prosperity, not just in terms of money, but their flow of prosperity in terms of money, appreciation, community, sense of connection, love in their life. So let's see. Last night in class, we had one of the class members shared about the fact that out of nowhere, her current partner wanted to buy her a new car. And apparently they had quite a fight because she was sort of, no, an older car would be fine. No, I want to buy you. And that she finally had to surrender and allow him to buy her a brand new car because he could afford it and he wanted to. And she had opened an internal door that not only allowed that to happen, but allowed her to let it happen. Other classes, we've had people sharing about how their interaction at work completely changed. I got an email from somebody who's traveling right now, but is in the healing class for the second time, talking about how they'd used some of those tools in a conversation with their mother while they were visiting, and it actually took enough charge off an old event in mom's history that mom is now completely reconsidering the connection with another family member. Nice, huh? And this is just tools from that class. But what does it bring you? When your workplace, you're going to find yourself not only more solid, but less bounced around by your workplace. Yeah. So it's not going to bounce you around. You'll be able to be you. You'll be able to be in your workplace and maintain your center and observe what's going on rather than have it get all the way up and eat your gut. In your relationships, you're going to find yourself, A, more able to draw in that kind of support from all relationships, more able to allow it to access you and you to access it. But in the one-on-one relationships, you'll find yourselves able to move back into that centered state, which I have to admit, when you move into that centered state, it ruins what otherwise could have been a really good argument. But, you know, there are those times where you'd actually really rather connect with your loved one than have that really good argument. Not every time, of course, but there are those times. In your relationships, it allows you to move into a centered state so you can communicate and remember your love of them rather than get caught up in whatever emotional trigger that just got triggered that may have nothing to do with your partner, but may just be something that left a mark way back then in your psychological formative years when you were a lot younger and had a lot less successful strategies on how to interact in the world. It moves you into a place where you can be interacting with the world in your most current and most successful strategies, as opposed to just being the robot automated by your patterns. Yeah, how would you like that kind of freedom, to where the places where you've predicted your limitations turn out to have been an up until now experience, as opposed to an oh, you know me reality? Speaking of realities, oh, good seg, huh? I've already been outside this morning. Yeah, at Dark 100 in the morning. I've already been outside this morning. It was warm enough by the time I got to the city that I just left my jacket unzipped. I had a hat on to cover my little naked head. Otherwise, it gets cold. But it's supposed to get up to 70 clear and sunny in San Francisco today. So those of you out of town, hop on those private jets. Get right over here right away because it's going to be gorgeous. Anyway, meanwhile, no matter where on the world you are, no matter where on earth you are, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
AM on 1450 just for you.
San Francisco.
Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. You're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Ooh, I like that part. I don't even know why. That's right, you are listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder and Bartlett like Pears, and we are doing such concepts, we're laying scratch. Is that a universal term for burning rubber, laying scratch, or was that just a Midwestern thing? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't drive that way anymore either. Yeah, it's really sad. I drive a hybrid. You can't burn rubber in a hybrid. However, you can go pretty quickly. You just don't get quick real fast. Okay, I'll admit it. I was following a whole line of traffic on Highway 5 down toward L.A. the weekend before Thanksgiving, and I got to find out I was driving in excess of the speed limit, according to a member of our lovely, supportive CHP. So, I get to do online traffic school. Oh, joy. Oh, that's what our tech talk should have been. After I do the online traffic school, I'll do a tech talk segment on online traffic school. That'll be good. No, that would just stink. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, already in progress. Wednesday, March 7th is the once in the month workshop in Mountain View. You can get to Mountain View from anywhere. I get there from Walnut Creek, so you can get there from anywhere. Wednesday, March 7th, because we're giving you a special deluxe doohoo. Doohoo? Okay, a special deluxe doohoo. If you bring a friend to the Want of the Month, we keep the price as cheap as we can on that one. This is the place where I studied consciousness through poverty. I remember having no money. And in fact, if you have no money and you want to come to the Want of the Month, just let them know that you have no money. But anyway, here's the special deal. If you come to the Want of the Month workshop by yourself, it's $15, $15. However, my birthday month, March 7th, which is not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday. If you either say Lisa said so or Double L said so, either of those works, because that's her name has two L's. Anyway, Lisa said so, or Double L said so. You can bring a friend and yourself to the Month of the Month workshop for $10. Yep. Not even $10 each. Now, that's not if you come by yourself, you can get in for $10. If you come by yourself, it's $15. Yeah, really, seriously. If you come by yourself, it's $15. But if you bring a friend and say Double L said so, or Lisa said so, that's all you have to remember is Lisa said so, then you and your friend are a total of $10 for the two of you together. So how's that? That's some huge discount. It's like 2/3 off. Man, I would go out of my way to go to like Macy's for a 2/3 off sale. I definitely would. Well, speaking of an amazing deal, I happen to be a huge fan of the Odwalla juices and Odwalla drinks. And between Bart and the radio studio is a Walgreens. And Walgreens has a special dollar off coupon on Odwalla drinks, but they're also doing a one for X amount, but two for X amount, you know, two for cheaper than twice one plus a dollar off each. It's an amazing score. So go Odwalla. Thank you much. We appreciate the sale. Go Walgreens. So go to your local Walgreens, buy an Odwalla drink, say Scout said so, and they'll just look at you oddly because it's not like I'm a commercial or anything. I just happened to notice that and I thought it was really cool. There's no payoff. I had to buy my Odwalla drinks. It's not like I said, ooh, I'll trade your radio advertising for a couple. No, that's not how it works. But there was caffeine in them. We can tell. Not that much. It's not like it's caffeinated. It's just it has chocolate in it, and chocolate has caffeine in it, and I'm not a huge caffeine user, so only a little bit goes a very long way. As you've noticed, if you've been listening so far, before I forget to say so, stick around because the 8 o'clock show today is going to be just a phenomenal guest on the 8 o'clock show today. So you know, it's what you do in radio. You mention the program that comes next after your show. So stick around for the show at 8 o'clock. There's a surprise host on the 8 o'clock program today. And one of my favorite people, and one of Kwong's as well, I'm sure. One of. Everybody's your favorite, right? Yeah, attaboy. Attaboy. Good corporate attitude there. Even our corporate engineer, it's one of his favorite, too. He doesn't even know who I am. Was I talking? Yeah, I had a point in here somewhere. So in the healing class, the outcome of straightening and aligning and opening that vertical flow of it, well, I can tell you this. Favorite story. A service club in the East Bay. We'll just name it that way. A service club in the East Bay. Some wild and rowdy service club, you know, like all of these various clubs that you see that do charity work, and they, you know, pancake breakfasts and all these other things they do, and then they do charity work with a service club, that kind of thing. Like, you know, Kiwanis and Optimist, only it was neither of those. So I can use those names because it wasn't them. So a service club, a large service club in the East Bay, one of their members that was in charge of programming was rowdy and weird and wild enough to book me, seriously, to book me to go talk to this whole room full of people in suits and ties. And it was an interesting service club. I mean, it was very fun because when I got there, I kind of have figured out that when I'm coming there, they never know it's somebody like me that's coming. They don't tell them, you know, because their normal speakers are like the fire chief talking about fire safety, or an investment manager talking about programming for your retirement or whatever. And then there's me. So they had booked me to come in and talk, and they had booked me because I do a thing about love as an energy flow and reopening the heart and the 5 basic rules of love, which we're actually hoping to bring out in a book by the end of the year. So I do this talk about love as an energy flow and the 5 basic rules of love. And so they booked me in to come in and do their Valentine's Day talk this particular year, because on Valentine's, the members of the club were invited to bring their sweetheart as well. So there were even more members. And I got up, and basically the speaker and dessert kind of come at the same time. And I think that's, you know, everybody has lunch, and during lunch there's all of the announcements and the normal stuff. And then they introduce the guest speaker, and then they serve dessert so that people have a reason to at least be there. So, you know, you're competing with forks and dessert. And I got up, and the room was, you know, people were having conversations. They had a lot to talk about. And then I took charge of the room. I just did. I flat out took charge of the room and did my talk. And it went well, and I got a lot of applause and a lot of appreciation. And so after the talk, I was hanging around, and people were coming up and talking to me. And one gentleman came up and said, "You must be," and this is not to brag me up, you want to get the point here, right? He said, "You must be one of the best speakers, maybe the best speaker we've ever had here. Certainly one of the best we've had in a very long time." And I just said, "Yeah, thanks." And he said, no, I can see you don't understand." He said, I'm on the greeting committee. He said, so I'm out front until about halfway through the speaker. I'm, greeting people, signing them in, making sure everybody, if we have new people, getting them signed up and so forth. So I'm on the greeting committee. So I never get to come in until about halfway through the talk. He said, and you got to understand that these folks that are here, that are members, they're here with a lot of networking to do. I mean, I'd had people pointed out, this is the mayor of the city that was there. This is the former mayor. This is the head of the Chamber of Commerce. This is the CEO of one of the biggest banks in town, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These were some players. And he said to me, they have some networking to do and they've known each other for years. He said, so they've got a lot of, and they don't mean any disrespect, but they've got a lot of things to cover. He says, so usually by halfway through the talk, when I come in, he said, there's usually five or six groupings, one or two guys each, out in the hallway discussing stuff. And even inside the room, he said, there's usually a pretty steady flow of conversation as people check in and they network and they catch up on details and so forth. And they don't mean to be rude to the speaker. It's just that's what they're here for. They're kind of listening, but they're also having conversation. I go, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't see any of that. And he says, but when I came into the room today, when you were talking, first off, he said, there were two guys in the hall. That was it. And they looked like they were trying to get what they were doing done so they could get back in the room. He said, when I walked into the room, he said, other than you speaking, you could have heard a pin drop. He said, there was no conversations going on in that room. Everybody was listening to you. So he said, this is no butter you up. He said, you've got to be one of the best speakers we've had in a long time, maybe one of the best speakers ever. It's not about best speaker. It's when you open up that energy flow and that aliveness flow, you radiate a light. And when you're radiating that light, if you'd like to be able to have your voice heard in the room when you speak, it's all about energy flow and light. So I'd suggest you stick around for the next hour, but meantime, for this hour, I want to let you know that treat yourself as a loved one because you truly are. And no matter where on earth you are, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
As Text Pharmaceuticals,